This weekend will be the first time that I do a show about astrology on Gesundheit with Jacobus. Kathy Garcia from Livingston will be my guest as she introduces her latest book titled The Hero's Journey Through the Zodiac. This book focuses on the sun signs, you know, the ones we often check in the newspaper. As I am going through the hero's journey, I realize that the practical application of astrology can be of great help with understanding health challenges. Kathy Garcia will explain what she calls transformational astrology this Saturday morning from 8 to 11.
Welcome to Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewine.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's good to be back with you, like I do every Saturday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Chuckster, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Jacobus.
Fresh and chipper, as always.
Well, we haven't screwed up yet.
Well, that's a great consolation. Huh? Yeah, I like it. We have a special show today. We're going to talk about astrology. And you know all about it. You read about it. You read it in the newspaper every day, I'm sure.
According to my sign, I'm a nut.
That is, you know, I don't often agree with you, but today I'm going with it.
Okay.
Definitely a little nutty. Well, you see what you're
in for. So what is December's sign, anyways?
The who?
December's sign.
Well, part of it is Sagittarius and part of it is Capricorn.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
What is your sign?
Scorpio.
Oh, boy. We're going to find out. You know what? A Scorpio has a little stinger in the back. You know, just hooks you. Just stings you. Just when you'd expect it not to happen.
Well, yeah. You know better than that.
Yeah, I know better than that.
Better than most.
Well, it's going to be a fun program. I really look forward to this. First time I ever done a show on astrology, as I mentioned in the promo. This is a program about health, healing, and healthy lifestyles. Give the experts a chance to talk about what they do for a living, or a study they've done, book they've written, and then we share with them what they do, so you become more educated about that specific topic, and maybe this is something you want to use in your quest for better health. As always, I want to let you know that when we talk about these things that deal with health, we're not here to diagnose, treat, or cure. The purpose of the show is education, information, and entertainment. Kathy Garcia is my guest. I've known Kathy for a long time, but we have reconnected recently when somebody at the store, Jan Lynch, who has been a guest on the program, said, "Why don't you have a show on astrology and talk to Kathy?" And I said, "I don't know. Why do I need to talk to her?" "Well, she wrote a new book." I said, "Oh, okay. Does that help?" "Yeah, good book." And so we connected. We started talking. I got a copy of the book. I started reading it. Didn't get through it all because it is still a complicated issue. There are certain things I know and I understand and it makes sense. But hopefully Kathy can tell us more about what astrology is all about and how you can actually use that for bettering your life and understanding why maybe you have these obstacles on the road, Chuckster.
This should be interesting.
Yeah, I think you will really, really come out of these 3 hours and be
in more. She's speaking to me.
Oh boy, will she ever. Especially since you said you're a Scorpio. Well, let me tell you, folks, Kathy Garcia is a professional transformational astrologer. She founded the Three Magi Complete Astrological Services in 1989 as a response to the need for a new approach to astrology, congruent with the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Kathy holds a BA in anthropology from Tulane University. As part of her undergraduate work, she studied at the University College and London School of Economics. Her minor was in philosophy. Kathy's background in anthropology is evident in her ability to interpret the astrological chart for people from many different cultures and lifestyles. After college, Kathy spent 7 years living in Mexico. Back in the States, Kathy married, had 3 children, and she became a certified Montessori teacher. In addition to her 8 years of experience in the Montessori classroom, Kathy has taught newborns through adults. In 1991, she wrote ChildStar, a software program designed to help parents better guide and understand their child. ChildStar was the first report on the market of its kind. In 1998, with the help of a teenage son and daughter, Kathy later wrote the Astro Journey Report, the first forecast report written specifically for teenagers and young adults, and the only report with a special section to help parents support their children in these important years. Astro Journey was updated in 2005. Had I just known about this then? Huh? Chuck, what about you, buddy? Same with your son. Should have known this stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Kathy then translated ChildStar into Spanish. She has published articles in many places, notably Atlantis Rising Magazine, the Montana Pioneer, and the New Health and Directory, both monthly publications. Her articles have been shared and cited by many groups of people throughout the world. Kathy spent 1 year as astrological advisor for Matrix Software. She served as a faculty member at the American Federation of Astrologers Conference in Orlando, Florida in 1998. She has been on a score of radio programs, and she has given astrology workshops throughout the United States and in Mexico. Thanks to advances in global communications, she now conducts astrological consultations from her home in Montana to help people worldwide. Now, there are several ways to get a hold of Kathy. Her number, where you can contact her to maybe set up an appointment or chat with her, it's 406-333-4804. 333-4804. And she has a website. It's called The Three Magi. The Three Magi. MAGI.com. Kathy, absolutely great to see you. Thanks for coming
great to
over.
See you too.
Yes.
Thanks.
So it was, you got here really early. She was here way before us. She called me at 7:30, said, I'm already here. So, well, that's too early. Still have to go get my coffee.
That's pretty early.
It's pretty early. Good to see you.
Yeah. Thanks, Jacobus. Chuck.
Yeah. So we, astrology, it's in a way, it's popularized by newspapers and magazines and sometimes radio and TV shows just chatting about, hey, did you read your astrology? That is only a tip of the veil about what astrology is all about. Tell us a little bit how this all came about.
Wow. How did it all come about?
I mean, what do we know about astrology? How far back does it go?
Okay. Well, Carl Jung, you know, the psychologist, mm-hmm. Carl Jung said that astrology was the psychology of the ancients. So astrology goes way back. And you might say that astrology goes back as far as when man tried to understand himself.
I see.
And really understand his relationship to the cosmos.
Right.
How many people listening take the time? We live in Montana. Montana is beautiful. We have the star-studded sky.
Yeah.
You look at the sky. I think people before might have even wondered a little bit more, you know, what's my relationship to everything out there? What's happening? How is what's out there happening with what's in me here?
Right.
Right. And so astrology has gone through a lot of different evolutions in time. And basically, I'd say in the last century, the major advance in astrology was that of, especially in the West, of choice. Mm-hmm. That of, it's not all set in, you know, it's not all set in stone, depends on your choice. And the transformational astrology that I came up with and that I developed was when I really, really saw at the end of the last century that the Aquarian Age was coming in, the Piscean Age was ending, could see it in trends going around, and that we were living in a time of tremendous change. You don't need astrology to know that.
Right. Right? You're right. You're right.
And the change is happening outside of us, and the change is happening within us. Mm-hmm. And the change is happening in our relationships, and it's happening in our families, and it's happening in who we're becoming.
Right.
So transformational astrology is really the astrology of becoming, and it's for the soul that wants to govern their stars rather than being governed by them. So it's all about, it's about choices that we make. But when you know astrology, and know transformational astrology, you can make better choices because you know what's happening. You know yourself better. You know, you can have a, you understand the person you're dealing with more, the energies of the day. And it, I think we need every key we can get these days.
Right.
Tell you the truth.
Yeah. And I know that your website, thethreemagi.com, for a long time, I have wondered, I grew up Catholic, and I've wondered why we had three wise men from the East following a star. And I realized that it was not that the star was moving, because obviously the stars are there, but they knew about astrology. And they followed the astrology to guide them to where they had to go, to Bethlehem. That was an understanding for me, and it has fascinated me, but I've just not studied enough of it to really understand it, which is something that you have done. And once you start reading and studying it, this is such a phenomenal, there's so much research done on astrology.
Well, I think that I chose the three magi almost as a code. I wanted to work with people that were following their star. And the magi were kings, they were astrologers, they were astronomers, they were priests, and they saw the star of a new age. They saw the star, really, of Jesus. And Jesus came at the beginning of the Piscean Age. Now we're at the beginning of the Aquarian Age.
Yes.
And I, it was my way of saying astrology can be taken as a sacred science. It can be, you can read it in the tabloids and you can say, do it that way, or you can really look at it as something so special and so, and look at it in a different inner way. And it was my way of telling people that that's, if they want, people wanted to work that way, that was a way I liked to work.
Okay.
The astrology of becoming.
Well, yeah. The understanding is what is interesting too, is that we have the three magi and the three kings, but then we realize that throughout the earlier centuries, as we know them, as well as going through the Middle Ages, we thought the world was flat. Or people thought the world was flat. They thought that the sun turns around the earth. And it was not until, I think, Copernicus who realized that it was the other way around. We were moving around the sun. And I was reading information on your website, thethreemagi.com, where that totally changed, once it was actually accepted what they said, that totally changed a lot. Tell us more about that.
Well, the way we think about cosmos has a lot to do with the way we think about ourselves. So when Copernicus came around and Galileo followed him, and of course, Galileo was threatened. He was actually tortured, and Copernicus's book was thrown out for 200 years because it threatened what the Catholic Church had put forth as the idea of what cosmos was, right? But what happened was that the sun, historically, then people started thinking about the ego. Because now the ego translated as the sun, and you started getting the sun king and the way the governments worked and everything. And so now we come into the Aquarian Age, and you see, for example, in the workplace, you see that we went from the paradigm of the boss and the employer to teams working together. That's an Aquarian paradigm.
Interesting.
We're right in the beginnings of it, and everyone's always in meetings all the time, right? Because sometimes you're in a meeting and not everybody's on the same page, right? So historical astrology is just fascinating, and that's what was going on there. That we went to a sun-based thinking. Now Dane Rudia, who was my favorite astrologer of the last century.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called Galactic Astrology. And he said that our understanding of cosmos was going to evolve into an understanding of galaxies.
I see.
And our relationship to galaxies. And that we were going to evolve into an age where we would be, he didn't use the word global, where people all over the world would know about their unity and they would be united through love. But each one would have difference. Just like in astrology, you look at all the signs and they all have difference. And it's an exciting concept, but that our sense of who we are would even go beyond the sun-based ego. Now we would have to stretch further.
I see. So then it goes to a much deeper personal level. There's so many changes that happen because of it, and it helps people to understand more about life once they dig a little bit deeper into astrology. I was fascinated going through your book. It's called The Hero's Journey Through the Zodiac, The Sun Signs. This is your first book in a series that you're going to build. Yeah. And Kathy Garcia is my guest today. And by the way, for those of you interested, if you have time, Kathy will be coming to the Gesundheit Nutrition Center this afternoon to sign books and for you to come over and say hello and maybe have questions or ask her on something you heard during the program that you don't get the chance to call in for at 522-8255. The Hero's Journey Through the Zodiac. It was incredible. I'm a Capricorn, and I was reading it, and I was going to ask you, maybe you can tell us if it's a good idea that Chuck and I work together as a Scorpio with a Capricorn here. I'm sure the listeners would love to know.
Yeah, it's an excellent combination.
Is it a good combination?
Yeah, actually it is.
For him or for me?
No, for both of you. I mean, sun signs just the beginning, but actually it's a great combination.
Oh, wow. Jeez, we've had that inner feeling, Chuck.
Yeah, but the only thing is that, you know, it's actually a very good combination.
There's always a but.
But, you know, yeah, there's always the but. The but's what makes it interesting, right?
Yeah.
I agree. But what you like about the Scorpio is the Scorpio's there. He's consistent. He's there when you want him to.
He sure is. You know, never missed a show.
Thank goodness. And that's what you want, you know. Yeah. But with you, you're running everything. You're moving everything. You're delegating. You do this. You do this. You do this. You're telling everybody what to do all the time. And so you kind of need someone who's there, who's steady, who's your anchor, who's got it done. Yep. Got it.
Boy, she didn't hit the nail on the head.
Goodness gracious. Chuck has been with me for almost 14 years.
Yep.
And he has just never missed a show.
You described him to a T.
Yeah. You know the problem with Capricorns?
What?
Their problem is that not everybody else is a Capricorn, right?
Right.
You know, they're the ones that work beyond hours and they're the first one to get to the job and they're always responsible and doing it. So what really bothers them is that not everybody else is doing the same thing, but not everybody was born a Capricorn, you know.
Right.
So they have to learn to delegate. They have to learn to delegate and give people room and things like that.
Oh boy. That's good, isn't it? I tell you, I was going through this book and I couldn't believe.
Hit that nail on the head, geez.
Yeah, I was looking at the signs for my children, and I go,
I think you guys must have got together first.
What is that?
You guys must have got together first to discuss.
I didn't even know he was a Capricorn.
No, she didn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm impressed.
See?
But my friend Jan Lynch that you mentioned
is also a Capricorn.
She's a Capricorn.
But she's different.
Well, yeah, we're all different. I have twins. They're 2 minutes.
That's so interesting.
They're 2 minutes apart.
Yeah.
They have the exact same chart. And I read it differently for each of them. And they have a lot of things in common. They move. One of them was in Europe. The other was in Seattle. They moved the same day. They had all these uncanny things. Call my brother because I just got the job. You know, he'll get it too. So all these things happen, but they're very different souls. And every soul is different and every soul responds differently. So, everyone's astrology is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jan was my agent in New York.
I'll be darned.
And so if Jan would say, okay, you've got 20 people, you're seeing them on this day, and this one's going to do this and this, and this is where you're going to do it. And thank you. And then I just go and do it.
Uh-huh.
And I always, you know, I just need a Capricorn in my life to make things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, when she does a lecture at the store, then she's very organized and she has the handouts
amazing.
And the examples. Yes.
Yeah.
Very diligent too.
Yeah.
Anytime, you know, when it's quiet in the store, Jen is always doing stuff. She's always figuring out things. And yeah.
The issue, and then I speak a lot about relationships. So the issue about Capricorn's relationships is not doing stuff once in a while.
Ah.
Relaxing.
Sleep.
What's that?
Do it at night and close
What's
my
that?
Eyes. Interesting. Kathy Garcia is my guest today on Gesundheit with Jacobus. Her book, The Hero's Journey Through the Zodiac. Which, as I mentioned in the promo, that's the stuff you read about in the newspaper every day. And then you go like, nah, that's not true. Usually I think that what I read in the newspaper happened the day before. I go like, yeah, that happened yesterday. They're always a day late. And I'm a dollar short. Right, Chuck?
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, anyway.
That's not why I wrote the sun signs.
No, that's not why you wrote the sun signs, though. But it is the most important one, of the most recognizable.
Well, also, everybody knows, everybody just about knows their sun sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Almost everybody knows their sun sign. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I have two children who are born on the same day, 2 years apart.
Yeah.
Very interesting, but that makes them total different beings.
Well, yeah, but I do know, I mentioned this book in the Sagittarius section.
Yeah.
Two Sagittarians, they're actually like 15 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
But they met in a teepee. They, really? They got married on the top of a mountain. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought maybe for their wedding present, I'd give them a backpack, you know.
Yeah.
And they love expanding and traveling in nature, and they, you know, with all their differences, they have a lot in common.
Hmm. Very interesting. We have so much to talk about today, because we will talk about, we'll go through the sun signs. And I know that you, as you're listening, you know your sun sign. I'm sure you do. And you'll probably hear some things. And if you have any questions that you say, you know, why am I with my sign always dealing with these types of issues? Don't worry about it. Kathy is very gentle. She won't tell you anything that doesn't work. But as you already mentioned about Chuck and myself, she was right on the money right there. That is funny. So we have a lot to talk about. Her business is called The Three Magi. And you can go to the Three Magi, magi.com. And where you can find more information, maybe sign up for a session with her. So, we're going to be on till 11 o'clock. This is Gesundheit with Jacobus. We hope you enjoy the program, take some notes. We're going to take a short break for news and some commercials. And then when we come back, we'll join Kathy again. And we'll really start digging deeper into the material of today's program. Thanks for listening. We will be right back.